just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Everything's happening in the studio. It's great.
I know.
Who Arted for the week? Very excited to get into it.
I'm excited too. Are you excited, Cam, guest artist?
I am. Good, Amy. How are you doing?
I'm good. So, everyone, we've got Cam Edward into the studio today. He's going to chat with us about his work. We're going to talk about his work. It's currently on display at Black Door Gallery in Parnell. I went and checked it out yesterday. Cam is a painter. And his style is abstract, essentially. He paints with acrylics, and I guess to briefly describe it would be monochromatic uses of colour overlaid in various iterations and styles, and often in the shape or a form of what I would say is kind of a spring or an uncurling of something, but also could be seen as a really kind of close-up vectorized type shape. For those who don't know what vector means, vector is a computer-generated visual, and you can make it as big as you want and it will still be absolutely flawless because it's based in mathematics, as opposed to raster, which is something that a photograph would be. So once you scan a photograph into the computer, you zoom in and you get little pixels, and there's a finite size that you can expand that to before it's just a pile of squares. Right, now, questions. What got you into painting?
Gosh, I've always been a very creative person, even as a young age. Back in my youth, I was into Lego and things like that, and I used to take over my parents' living room creating Lego towns, and then awesome. I discovered cardboard. I'd be making cat houses and all sorts of random things. So that was always a part of my sort of upbringing and my own sort of entertainment. And then once I discovered school art, I then got really heavily involved in art at school. And then discovered painting, I guess, sort of more towards the end of high school, actually. And then I ended up having a sort of unofficial gap year between high school and university, where I just worked part-time. The other part of the time, I painted, and I had this amazing sort of outlet for me to create some work with no sort of pressure, and it was a great way to sort of release some anxiety and things like that.
I did a very similar thing. So the gap year between uni, what did you study at uni?
Well, that's a funny thing. So I remember being a creative person and always building things. I was naturally drawn to sort of architecture and design.
Yeah.
And I think about when I was about 12, I sort of remember quite distinctly deciding I'm going to be an architect. And ever since that moment, I sort of worked towards that right through high school and studied things like graphics and art design and physics, which I was terrible at. But anyhow, ended up starting architecture, and then for whatever reason, it just didn't quite fit for me at the time. And then I moved into a science degree doing geography.
Wait. So you started architecture, mm-hmm. but didn't finish that degree.
No, I did it just under a year. Actually.
Okay, and then you moved into science, uh-huh. and then in science study, and then moved into geography.
Yeah, so geography was my major, and then I did environmental studies around that as well.
Oh wow! So you can go and test rivers and stuff for their levels of bacteria. Is that what that's about?
A little bit, yeah. But I sort of went into more human geography and looking at cultures and I guess urban environments. So in some ways, I was sort of zooming out again. So rather than looking at design of buildings, I was looking at spaces of on a city scale.
Like SimCity.
Exactly. Oh my God, I love SimCity.
I actually have just started playing it. I had a problem with SimCity, quite a big problem, a while ago, 8 years ago. Got heavily involved with SimCity and spent quite a bit of money on it. And so I had to quit. I still feel a bit bitter about it.
And there was The Sims as well.
Yeah, it was The Sims, actually. It was Sims Social. It was the one on Facebook. Yeah. And I had a sitting city pad, and I had an island, and all this stuff was going, it was great. Anyway, and now I've started playing it again, and it's triggering all these feelings from 9 years ago. I think I've actually got to not play it. Mm-hmm. It's a dangerous game. It changes everything.
I just ended up building these elaborate houses. And,
that's what I'm doing. And I also have starter packs for Sims. And anyway, let's just move on. Sorry. So you did all that study and stuff. You ended up, but you've still kind of kept your finger or your paw or your brush in the paint, so to speak. And so you've kept painting, and now you're still in your 20s, but you've gone out and is this your first dealer gallery that you've got since
Yeah, I would say so. Last year I had a couple of works at a gallery in Ponsonby, which was, I guess, my first sort of start.
What one was that?
Endemic World.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Elliot's lovely.
Absolutely, yeah. And that was really great for me to sort of get out there. And I was very new to Auckland. I'd been living overseas in Chicago, actually.
Oh, wow, awesome.
Yeah.
What were you doing over there?
Working over there. My partner is American, so we were over there for a year. And, just working and having a great time, basically.
That sounds amazing. Sorry, I've been ranting and now I've got to keep an eye on the time.
It's fine.
I've got 3.5 minutes, okay? So the main factors in your work, I'd say, your colour palette, that strike me, and your composition, obviously, and then you've got the finishing technique. So just let's quickly, like, stream through those.
Sure.
I'd say your colour palette's pretty much, and I'm basing this on the stuff you've got currently, which is the really abstract type stuff, is sort of pastel neon and primary kind of gentle. Would you describe that as your colour palette? And how would you describe your colour palette?
You know, definitely looking at pastels and some primary bold colours, definitely in the later pieces. I guess I'm playing on this idea of I describe as painting an analogue. So I've sort of looked to more brighter colours that are sort of more digital orientated, I think, as opposed to some earlier works.
I really, really like that term, painting an analogue. That makes a lot of sense with your work, as we will come to in a minute. So compositionally, what you've got up at the moment is like kind of up at that Black Door Gallery, more recent stuff, and what is on your website as well, although I have seen some more illustrative type paintings. As the gradiated springs sort of shapes that dominates the canvas surface, often monochromatic and sometimes juxtaposed upon a background grid or pattern, sometimes reversed out, revealing a raw kind of surface, but it's painted. And it reminds me a little bit of a sort of Pentium PC future art world interior, which is where your analogue thing kind of comes from as well. For example, a giant spring or unravelling curl and its monochromatic gradient will be centre stage, and then in the back will be a simplified pattern, which gives it this kind of weird grid kind of first discovering sort of aspect ratio on the computer in, you know, late 80s. And then there will be something that suddenly throws it into the context of a home, like a tabletop with the surface in the foreground. So you definitely call them springs or curls, but what are those shapes meant to be? Are they meant to be anything?
They can be everything and nothing, I suppose. I mean, a lot of artists would say that about abstract work. For me, I guess I had a bit of a shift between work from last year. As you say, it was more focused on real things, houses, had physical objects, leaves, breeze blocks, things like that.
Concrete. Breeze blocks?
Yeah.
What's a breeze?
So, you know those like blocks, they're like from like the 60s and 70s. They make walls out of them. They're kind of like...
I know, and they've got little things
they're like
in
sort
them.
Of, I know,
and they're concrete, and they're
exactly.
cool. And you can get them in Sims as
I know,
well.
And people think they're really ugly. I think they're amazing.
No, they're rad.
Anyway, so I was looking at things like that, and then I sort of had this shift where I did these... I guess a study of these small, I call them swishes.
Yeah.
As a way
to
describe them.
Okay, that's nice, because I was wondering what you call them, and that's totally would make sense. They're like a swish.
They are, a little bit. And then I sort of was thinking about this idea of, you know, these fleeting moments we have with all these digital screens that we're used to these days. So you look at your phone, your laptop, or tablet, and how we're all suddenly artists in a way, because we were creating these fleeting moments where we touch the screen.
Yeah.
And then that piece of art is usually disappeared, or you know, you don't keep it. So I thought, wouldn't it be kind of ironic if I was to then sit down and paint that, or to paint a sort of an analogy from that? So that's kind of where that idea started, and then those sort of series of those studies have really sort of evolved, and I'm sort of playing on that idea now and sort of expanding the size and playing with scale and perspective. And
I really love that. I love that explanation. It kind of was what the next question was about, is how you finish the work and how there's definitely imperfections, and there's a push-pull when you look at the work. It's like, I want this to be really finished, but it's definitely not. You can see where you've pulled the tape back and it's not given that clean edge, and you can see where there's bits of varnish. You know, I'm a real inspector when it comes to things like that. So that really kind of explains that. Have you ever tried, or are you at all curious to try making it uber perfect? Like, you know, like doing the base, sanding it down, doing another layer, sanding it, and just being completely finished, but hand painted.
I think something that sort of resonates throughout the work that I've done thus far is it's all very, a lot of straight edges, and, you know, I think I'm a wee bit of a perfectionist. And I kind of, I kind of like get off on that. Like, it really excites me to try and like aim for that, which is quite, I think, a contrast to a lot of more sort of painterly abstract work these days.
That's a real designer trait, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe that's the whole sort of inner architect designing person coming through.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And then, I guess the swish, I've started to bring in a bit more sort of curved elements. So that was a bit of a challenge for me because I hadn't explored that before. But still looking at straight edges and, I guess I'm just keen to explore those ideas a bit more. So.
Cool. Well, your work looks fantastic. It's beautiful colour-wise, and I will be making an animated GIF of them later on this afternoon.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Cool. So watch out, Auckland. All right, so if you'd like to check out Cam's work, head up to Black Door Gallery at 251 Parnell Road. And if you'd like to check Cam's work, go to his website, camedward.com. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about your work today.
Thank you, Amy. It's been a pleasure.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.